Here is the English translation of the provided text. Gold prices tick down from record high amid profit-taking. Silver hits new peak. Oil rises as investors weigh outcome of Trump-Zelensky meeting. Oil prices climb after sell-off as Ukraine peace efforts falter. Putin and Trump do not support European-Ukrainian temporary ceasefire idea, the Kremlin says. Gold, silver hit fresh record highs amid geopolitical tensions. Weak dollar. Oil prices set for weekly gains with geopolitical tensions in focus. China pledges to control steel output during 2026-2030 period. Platinum hits record high on tight supply, EU combustion engine ban reversal. Spot silver extends rally to hit $75 per ounce for first time. SoftBank in talks to acquire DigitalBridge. Deal could be announced soon. Report Aspen Pharmacare to sell Asia-Pacific assets to BGH Capital for $1.59 billion. Australia stocks lower at close of trade, S&P ASX 200 down 0.42%. China's Leapmotor targets annual sales of more than 4 million units in a decade. Asia stocks subdued in year-end trade, Kospi jumps on chipmaker gains. U.S. Justice Department using fraud law to target companies on DEI. WSJ reports Russian factory activity shrinks at fastest pace since March 2022, PMI shows. South Korea exports hit record high in 2025. South Korea exports seen rising in December on strong chip demand, Reuters poll. China passes revised foreign trade law to bolster trade war capabilities. Japan factory output falls more than expected in NOV. Retail sales rise. U.S. mortgage rates fall for second consecutive week. U.S. initial jobless claims drop. Beating forecasts and bolstering USD Asian stocks rise, precious metals hit records on Fed rate cut bets, explainer. Why the Dutch pension fund reform matters for markets. Hong Kong home prices rise for sixth month as market sentiment perks up. Yen stages a partial recovery as BOJ hikes, intervention risks weighed. BOJ debated need for more rate hikes even after December move. Summary shows Kosovo's Kurti promises swift formation of new government after election win. China to issue digital yuan management action plan. China's finance ministry says fiscal policies will be more proactive in 2026. Hong Kong expects 3.2% growth this year, seeks to maintain momentum. Meet 48's 2026 roadshow successfully held in Seoul, unveiling multiple products to lead the global AI plus Web3 entertainment industry. Kruten Digital, institutional-grade blockchain infrastructure for Web3 ecosystems. Bitcoin price today rises to 89K amid thin liquidity, ETF outflows. Bitcoin price today ticks lower to 87K amid ETF outflows, holiday lull. ThorChain launches native cross-chain swap interface in public beta. Bitcoin price today drops below $88 as rebound stalls ahead of key US data. Solstice and Core Prime execute first institutional stablecoin for stablecoin repo on a public blockchain. Stablecoin Insider releases 2025 report on stablecoin's shift to financial infrastructure. Exclusive, beyond trading, where crypto's next real revenues may come from in 2026. Exclusive, Y18 retirement industry now sees blockchain as key to survival. Weebit Nano licenses ReRAM technology to Texas Instruments. Senvest Capital founder Victor Mashaldi's at 87. Kathy Woods ARK boosts CRISPR stock with significant buy. Immersion receives third NASDAQ notice for late financial fillings. NetEase executive Ying Feng Ding to retire after 23-year tenure. Securin corrects dividend distribution ratio to 0.0080. Super International holding stock hits 52-week low at $16.3. Laureate Education stock reaches all-time high at 34.3. Amneal Pharmaceuticals stock hits 52-week high at $12.99. Cytus Space prices $16.2 million stock offering at $1.50 per share. Let me know if you need further assistance.